Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. And now, here's your host, Rick Ingram.
It's very exciting when I look out at strangers, but I see the one guy I know who's definitely creepy sitting quietly over there. Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
This is it. Guys, yeah. Unbelievable turnout. 43,000 people here tonight. To sell out the Rose Bowl. What a dream come true this is. Give it up for your opening comic, by the way. It's racist and ethnocentric, if you didn't enjoy that. I spent my whole life going, I'm going to meet a black Swede, and I finally did it. Knowing that my Swedish grandmother is horrified at that reality. She's dead, so we can't cancel her. Are you guys good? Everyone's having fun? All right, thanks for being here and waiting. So I can just go for it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Someone named Jason. Is there someone here named Jason? Two-time grilled cheese invitational champ. Legend.
Jason.
Wow.
Jason, are you so pumped right now?
So pumped, yeah.
How excited are you to be on your absolute favorite podcast that you've probably never heard of? But you're here tonight, and I like that what you decided was two-time grilled cheese invitational champ. That's the thing that separates you from the people. Is the grilled cheese invitational an actual thing?
Yeah, well, it was. I think it's died out now.
COVID killed it?
Yes, I think so.
Honestly, there's a lot of things that were lost during COVID. Some people say the lives are the most important thing. Personally, I've always felt it's grilled cheese competition. That deserve to survive. The one thing we can be thankful for, though, is that 700,000 grilled cheese invitationals didn't die. So at least... Is it too dark? Are we getting dark too early? All right, well, thank you for being here, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Salinas, California.
Salinas?
Yeah.
That sounds like a terrible part of California.
It's a pretty shitty part of California.
Where is that exactly?
It's Central Coast, yeah, Steinbeck Country.
Steinbeck Country. Is that a Grapes of Wrath reference?
Yeah.
This is bullshit. I don't want people in my audience who've read books. If anyone here has even moderate intelligence, it's going to be harder to mock you, so if maybe you could text a dumber friend, have them show up. How was the shot? Do I look like Burt Reynolds at all?
Yeah.
Sure. Great camera work then. All right, so you're from, is that a small town?
Like 150,000 people, but it's a farm town that has like two stories on any building at most, so yeah.
All right, so we're talking, you know, popular crystal meth attraction.
Yes, it's part of the triangle.
Yeah. The Bermuda?
No, the meth triangle.
The meth triangle. Yeah. And that's Fresno, Salinas.
And Stockton or something.
Stockton.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is Fresno actually part of it?
I can't remember now, but yeah, there are documentaries on it.
When you've done too much crystal meth, you can't remember the three key cities. Have you ever done hard drugs?
No, that wasn't me. I just lived there.
You live,
and I ran.
Listen, I'm from Kansas, so I can assure you, while I've never done crystal meth, I know it's a great time. By the way, the sponsor is sponsor of this podcast is Crystal Meth. Crystal Meth, because Coke is for bougie assholes. It's a Mad Men kind of theme we're doing. We're trying to come up with the best advertising for drugs. What's your story? Why are you a grilled cheese? Are you a chef?
No, in college I worked at a catering company as a cook.
What do you do professionally?
I'm the president of a music company called Foundy.
Foundy?
Yeah.
That's really what it's called?
It's really called Foundy, yeah.
And what are we, like indie rock? What are we talking about here?
No, we have almost every record label in the world that uses it. Not you guys yet, but hopefully.
Listen, this is the first night of the Comedy Store Records existence.
We're gonna help you out.
This is our chance to make connections over at Foundy.
Yes.
So you're in charge. You run the whole show.
I do. It's not a... we have a lot of companies on the platform, but very few of us that actually work there, yeah.
All right, so... this is a pretend job, is basically what we're is this a real thing? This is for real?
Yeah.
Are you a musician?
No, I can't play music, so I wanted to you know, do marketing for bands. So,
that was the dream was that marketing was really, for bands?
Yeah.
All right, growing up, someone was like, Jason, what are you into, man? You're like, rock and roll. And you're like, oh, you're going to be a musician? No, I just would like to promote it, if that's an option at all.
It was, unfortunate de facto. You know, that's where I fell back to.
All right.
I tried. It was bad.
And the grilled cheese. I'm fascinated by what makes a grilled cheese an invitational champ.
A winner?
What's the secret? What do you use?
So I did two different grilled cheeses in both competitions that I entered into. The first one was... it was challah bread, goat cheese, bacon, and dates with balsamic reduction on it.
Bro, what kind of fancy European bullshit is this?
Yeah, it was the honey pot category.
I feel like a grilled cheese should have 10 judges, all of them first graders. You go Wonder Bread, American cheese, a lot of margarine.
Some people did that, yeah.
Yeah, so some people did that because that's how you make grilled fucking cheese. And look, a lot of people aren't out there fucking owning record labels, using goat cheese to ruin perfectly good grilled cheese sandwiches. What'd you say?
Good.
Dates? Was that the other thing you said?
It was dates, yeah.
Listen, if you've ever heard the podcast, which I'm guessing maybe one or two of you have, I'm not usually as mean, but... when there's an audience here, it really makes me go aggro. I don't know if it's just something gets the juices flowing. I looked over and he was like, why the fuck did I agree to put my name in the hat?
I didn't think I'd be first.
Yeah. You're just hoping. He said, maybe I'll go up later. But here you are, the star of the show.
I thought I'd finish my second drink first. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can get this guy some Everclear. No urine in it this time. I've been at the Comedy Store long enough to know how the old Everclear game works.
It's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. If anyone offers you...
Yeah. None for me.
So your record label, is it LA-based?
It's not a record label. It's like a marketing platform. But we have a lot of record labels.
Is this like an app?
Yeah, like an app. Like a web-based app. Yeah.
Listen, does anyone else think that Jason is up to some shit? I can't be the only one who is sensing there's something going on undercover here. What record labels do you market for? You got Death Row or any of the ones people know about?
No, I've never read Death Row. Everybody from like Loma Vista, XL, Warner, Universal.
Never heard of them, bro.
So we're actually owned by Downtown Music these days, which is...
You are?
Yeah, they bought us earlier this year.
Fuck, so you're living it right now.
I work at a corporation now, which is different.
When they bought you out, is that what they did? They gave you a bunch of money, and then they're like, you're still running this shit, though.
Yeah, I'm locked in for 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
And then they can fire you?
And then they can fire me.
You're not going to believe it, but the executives from the corporation are here tonight. I so wish. I was prepared for this. Unfortunately, because you're a stranger, I couldn't get your bosses here tonight to try and destroy your life.
They are in town this week, yeah.
Well, I hope that they find out about this and all the bad-mouthing that you're doing about them. What was the corporation that bought you out?
I don't remember saying the corporation's name anymore.
Listen, I would appreciate it if you allowed me to trick you into saying the name of your bosses. If you could give us their social security numbers, that would be beneficial to a lot of our listeners. Politically, I know that's what you were hoping to get into. When you got bought out,
yep.
Did you immediately become Republican?
No.
I mean, you're from Salinas? So
yes.
Salinas? Yes. Listen, in Kansas, we have a town called Salina. That's obviously what inspired the shithole town this guy is from. Do we have any listeners in Salinas? Do we
yes.
know?
I live in Los Angeles now. Yeah. Thankfully.
This, and not only that, this guy has no idea what this podcast is. He literally showed up. He thought Joe Rogan was going to be there. He was hoping to get the horse paced.
No, we've seen you live a number of times here. So
you have?
Yeah.
Was I inappropriate?
I haven't heard the podcast yet, though.
So you knew who I was, and yet you still came and signed up. You saw my cheery disposition on stage, the way I bring kindness to the crowd.
I don't think I knew you were going to interview people from the audience. That part was...
Oh, so you thought you might get crowd worked a little bit.
Yeah.
But you didn't realize...
No, until I saw the shirts that said stranger in the chair.
And that's where you're like, oh, fuck.
First.
You were just hoping. I hope it's a Big Lebowski reference. Doesn't mean I'm going to get grilled, even though I'm a perfectly nice dude, it seems like. What's the worst crime you've ever committed?
Ooh. I'd rather not say.
Fair enough. What's your favorite atrocity worldwide? A lot of people aren't willing to ask these questions.
What about his second grilled cheese? What was the second?
Oh, yeah.
He
angered me so much with that goat cheese.
It sounds delicious. I don't know why you're acting like
I wouldn't eat anything from a goat, period. I'm a decent human being, Sarah. What else was on the goat cheese one?
Bacon. I also pan fried it in brown butter, so I forgot to mention.
All right, I'm coming back. I'm listening. All right, and the second grilled cheese was what?
It was probably going to make you angry, and I forgot to say another one, too.
It was
Parvic ciabatta. I'm trying to remember, this is 10 years ago. Parvic ciabatta, brie, like on the inside. As you would do, I guess. But
you know what?
Sliced
brie. I think a little brie on the outside. That might be the way to let people know you're making a different kind of grilled cheese.
If they come back around, I can try that.
All right. And so you had brie, and what else was in there?
Sliced green grapes. I had eight.
Listen, man.
I have a photo for after
who
the show.
Fucking lost this grilled cheese competition? We went, it's ciabatta bread, two slices of Swiss, a pile of horse manure. We got second place. The green grape guy beat me again this year. Green grapes. All right, that's interesting.
It was aged cheddar, it was Gruyere, and I also pan fried it in brown butter. Crispy duck skin, like chicharrones inside.
Wow.
Brown butter.
Expensive.
Fancy, bougie grilled cheese.
Yes.
You could have made a fortune in L.A. with this kind of bullshit.
So, that's a retirement plan, I hope.
Yeah, where was the competition?
That's a good question.
It was near downtown, like 6th and Bixel.
This is like a homeless shelter type of situation.
This was 10 years ago. This is pre...
This is pre-Walking Dead Los Angeles. I would love to see someone take those types of grilled cheese and try and hand them out on Skid Row. I don't know if we can take this production downtown tonight. But I would love to see heroin addicts be like, what the fuck is this? I thought you said you had grilled cheese. Like, that's pan fried in butter. Like, I'll eat it, but I'm not happy about the grapes.
I did a breakfast burrito stand at the West Hollywood Farmers Market for a summer, and
what separated your breakfast burrito from the others?
I did like a 5.5-hour slow braised pork belly and a chili verde that's very Salinas-esque.
World-famous Salinas.
World-famous chili. For anybody that knows.
There's some people that know. The Steinbeck lady knows all about it.
I heard it. Yeah.
So, all right. I mean, 5 hours is a lot of effort to put into a breakfast burrito stand.
Thankfully, it was like 20 hours of work for the weekend. But yeah, it was a lot.
What kind of money are you making that?
Hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well. We sold out. And it was more of a passion project than a moneymaker.
This guy's got all the fucking secrets. he got into the breakfast burrito game because of passion, and he got into marketing because he wanted to sell out to a major corporation that's slowly dismantling the United States and the rest of the world. Is any of that true?
No, they're actually really nice and really good. Yeah, a few dollars.
I hate that. I hate that about them. So they're decent people, your bosses.
They are, yeah, yeah. And they're actually really good to artists. It's like a very DIY artist-friendly network as well.
Fuck, he's even got abbreviations.
He can sell that on Skid Row.
Yeah, we could probably get that going. Mm-hmm. We're going to sell a lot of things on Skid Row at the end of this. That, excuse me, sir, in the front row, did you just catch a bug?
Right there.
There was a bug flying. I look over. I just see a man reaching towards Sarah's head. Am I going to have to stop?
Might be the crystal meth.
Yeah, it could be. You are tripping balls right now because I didn't see a goddamn thing. By the way, I love the double Sarah in the hats. That's a fantastic.
Didn't plan it.
You didn't? You both just showed up in hats?
Yeah, we just both happened to not fix our hair today.
Oh, that's the secret. Mm-hmm. Fucking smart.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to ask him what brought you to Los Angeles from Salinas.
Well, I went to college in San Diego, so it was as far as I can get from Salinas in California as possible.
Where'd you go to school?
Cal State San Marcos. It's North County.
That's the Harvard of North County. If you're in the northern San Diego region and you're looking for Ivy League caliber for that region... In comparison, that's one of the better schools.
Post-community college, yeah, it's perfect.
Is it a post-community college?
I went to community college before I went to Cal State.
Damn, look at you, baller over here. Where did you go to community college?
Salinas, yeah.
They have their own community college?
They do, surprisingly. I don't know how.
What's their mascot?
I don't know.
It's the grilled cheesers. I'm surprised you didn't know. You kept up with the school tradition.
Yep.
What's the dream? What, you're going to keep doing the marketing thing? 3 years go by, they realize they don't need you anymore.
I hope they don't fire me in 3 years, and then eventually, I don't think I can retire.
Not yet.
Ever.
What if we move back to Salinas? And yeah, I'm moving with you, just so you know.
If you come with us, yeah.
Nice. Who are you here with tonight?
My fiance.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Although, I think she's gone to the... bathroom. I don't see her anymore.
The moment you start talking, she was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
She didn't know how
it's fairly insane, though, that she decided to use the restroom while you were being interviewed. That's kind of fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
If I were you, I might rescind the offer of marriage. This is your shining moment in the world. I'm not kidding. At home, there's probably going to be a baker's dozen people watching this and to know that she missed out on some of this bread and butter.
Is this live?
Not only is this live, I don't even think this is going to be released later. We're being perfectly honest. These cameras don't even work. That's the crazy part. It's all part of the facade to get you guys to feel like you're a part of something. We even got Magnifico in the front row over there, that fucking long-haired, beautiful man. What? Look at like he. I like that he made eye contact. He was like, "Yeah, fuck that, dude."
Well, we can help you distribute and get it out there if you guys need help.
See? Is that possible?
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
I would do it, except for I prefer mom and pop style marketing because I believe in the people, and I'm not trying to just help corporations.
Thankfully, that's where I started.
Yeah.
So you
understand then.
Yeah.
Like, I love that guy Ron Paul. I don't know anything about him. I don't know what he did or why, 12 people worldwide wanted him to be president. But I respect that while there are, $100 million campaigns going on, people were just stapling pictures on, telephone poles. It was like, vote Ron Paul. I'm like, that's going to do it. Someone lost a dog and some other people are voting for Ron fucking Paul. What's the marketing technique? You plastering shit all over social media? How do you do it now?
We have, I think, the largest ad network in the world for premium inventory, and we also
fuck
do
premium inventory. Fuck yeah, this guy knows how to sell what he's selling.
we actually introduced remarketing into the music industry about 13 years ago.
Remarketing?
Yeah, you'll get into it eventually.
What the fuck is remarketing, bro?
Somebody here knows that I can hear him in the background.
One guy
knows it. You ever go to Delta.com Com, is that the name of the...
Is that for the variant?
bullshit. Did we go to, like, an airline website?
Oh, the airline, right.
I follow you.
No, I don't, but...
Okay.
So, if I go to delta.com...
I don't know if that's the website now. Now I'm unsure. But, yeah, if you go to, like, an airline website, and then the ads you start to see around, you know, the internet as you browse other stuff. That's remarketing.
Oh, so like when I'm looking at a car and then
yes.
I go on Amazon and all of a sudden there's ads for that same car
that same
on
BMW
Amazon.
You're
yeah.
At, yeah.
You're the guy listening to us? That's you?
Yeah.
So this guy, he's snooping in all of our personal lives. Every time you feel like your phone is listening to you, that's because of technology that this guy... No, that's not you?
No, a lot less nefarious, I swear.
Oh, okay. So you're just trying to help us out then?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, because I couldn't be in a band, so I try to help with marketing.
So smart. So if I say a band's name...
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, if anyone wants to just have a conversation in the back of the room, now is a great time to do it. Disrespecting Jason, who's stealing all of our personal identity right now. He's got a phone that's downloading your social security numbers.
It's locked up. It's in a wrapper.
Could we get everyone's mother's maiden name written down? We're going to do a test by the end of the show. All right, so you do the remarketing. Is
yeah.
that what you said it's called?
Yes. Yeah.
To market again, if you're unfamiliar with the suffix.
Yeah.
All right, and so then, so what happens? So a band, it's not bands specifically, it's record labels who have bands.
There's a lot of bands, like 180,000 bands that do it directly as well. There's
180,000 bands?
There's a lot of DIY artists that are on the platform as well, yeah.
It's, all right, honestly, how many of them are good?
I would say a lot.
A lot?
A lot.
What do you mean by
that?
DIY artist? Are you talking about like the guy that hands you a CD at the gas station?
That's the way it used to be, Sarah.
Yeah.
Now they just upload it on SoundCloud.
CD Baby is way to
CD
it.
Baby?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems insulting to CD.
They
introduced
their CD Baby.
I mean, we pretty much destroyed the market for CDs, but they still have CD Baby?
They do, yeah. Yeah, digital distribution now, so some old...
What the fuck is right? Someone has a question over there. Who said that? Was it the stranger in the mask? Mike, I want you to start molesting some of the people in this room. That's Mike. Mike, wave at everybody so they know who the creepy guy is. If he offers to babysit anyone's children, think twice. Everyone
if you have
got
a question, just shout it out at this point.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's obviously a free-for-all.
It was less of a question and more like, what the fuck?
Thank you for the clarification.
If she doesn't like CD, she's not going to like the record players we're about to
get. Yeah, that's exactly right. Which, by the way, these record players could use some remarketing. So there was a reason why we brought you up tonight. This was all set up. Jason, do you have things you would like to promote? Do you want to get your company out there? Would you prefer us not know anything about you or your company?
I think you know everything about my company at this point.
I know more about the absolutely disturbing grilled cheeses that you put out in the
world. They're good?
They're good,
yeah.
Is that how you met your fiance? Did you cook for her? Is that how you got her?
It was one of our early dates. I did cook for her, yeah.
You did?
I've actually never made her the grilled cheeses.
What? Yeah. Bro, you literally wrote that
her.
On your fucking card. Did she come
her.
Back or is she still pooping? How did this... In a good way.
I cooked beef tongue for her on my first...
Are you serious?
Tongue. Yeah.
Beef tongue?
Yeah, you can slow cook it and it's really tender. It's amazing, yeah.
Listen, man, a lot of... Hold on, was that the Swede who was disgusted just now?
I'm from Texas and that's disgusting.
Yeah,
that's good,
I swear.
Fuck yeah. I'm glad you're here, man. I'm surprised you're vaccinated, but I'm glad you're here, man. By the way, the biggest hurdle in true entertainment is not being able to have the unvaccinated here. to share their story so that we can all come together and feel superior to someone based on just one simple reason. What vax did you get? Do you remember?
I got Pfizer.
Fuck yeah, dude. Good for you. Obviously, you fucking own a fucking... You're not sitting around for some Johnson & Johnson bullshit.
It was chance, I'm sure, but it happens.
Have you boosted yet?
No, not yet.
Steer clear of this guy.
As soon as I can.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
If there's nothing you want to promote, then we're going to scoot you over, and then you can stick around. You sit in that chair.
Okay.
And if you want to ask questions of the next guest, you're free to. And I hope you ask as inappropriate questions as possible.
I take this shirt for
this. The shirt is yours.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so.
We can get comedians and podcasters on Foundy as well. There's a lot, actually.
Foundy, guys.
Great.
We'll be using Foundy. I hope so. Reach out.
Yeah, we will. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank Jason!
You, Jason. Good for Jason, guys. Suspect.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. What a
so
fucking
sweet.
Gentleman.
Oh.
I really...
Friendly,
I truly hope the next guest is a piece of shit. Because these nice guys, it feels bad to be mean to them. All right. Do you got a good shot of them?
I got a great shot.
Get some close-ups so that I can just keep them in my personal file. Oh, this one's long. I like that. They wrote... multiple things. They've listed the numbers.
Oh, God.
I can already tell. What a fucking cunt. You know what I mean? In a good way. In a good American way. Not in like a cheeky British kind of bullshit cunt. Justin Voice?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yay! Nice. By the way, this guy showed up before the rest of you, so I'm glad he got fucking picked.
Yeah. Well, he was the first one here.
While the rest of you guys were, you know, playing grab ass somewhere in West Hollywood, this guy was hanging out here plotting the death of at least dozens of people.
Yeah.
He just looked at me like, fuck yeah, he knows who I am.
By the way, I can't wait to wear this by the elementary school by my house.
Yeah, stranger is a good one to have. Mike, do you know this guy? Fucking creepy Mike's like, this is bullshit. I'll do the stranger around elementary school game. I put it back. All right.
That's probably for the best.
All right. I am obnoxiously early to events, at least tonight. Honest. You're honest. I appreciate that about you.
Yeah. Yeah, I got out here about 5:30.
So it was at 8:30.
Yeah. He knew that the line to get in tonight was going to be intense. And so you got here 3 hours early.
Yeah.
Did you pregame? Did you do drugs?
No. I went to Carney's and had a hamburger.
It's pretty close to, you know, at least food poisoning, which could cost, which could cost a decent amount of tripping if you play your cards right.
Yeah.
I played in a band when I was 17 at the Whiskey, A Go-Go, and etc. You're not going to believe it, but your band is about ready to break.
This guy here, man. 21 years ago.
They're about ready to get their fucking break, bro.
Yeah, we've been waiting a long time.
So,
never too late.
Call the guys.
We didn't have the internet back then.
It's time for remarketing.
Remarketing.
Yeah, it's time that the guys from Tweedledee get the praise they deserve. I assume your band was called Tweedledee.
No, it was much worse.
What was the name of your band?
Trip Chord with a K.
Trip Chord.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Can we do anything with that?
I imagine it was rap rock for that.
New metal-ish.
New metal-ish.
Not really rap.
New metal, if you guys don't know.
It was 2000.
That was the...
Tapper-ish or... No.
Yeah, a little bit Deftones Tapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys just want to do this yourself?
Yes, now marketing seminar.
Yeah. We were Limp Bizkit before Limp Bizkit was Limp Bizkit.
We're hipster Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, yeah. We were doing it for the Milky, but...
But we were 17, so our parents weren't cool with it.
Yeah, yeah, they're shutting that shit down.
Yeah, yeah. Wait for marriage and shit.
Is this like Dookie? Because I'm not down with that. So what did you play in the band?
I played drums.
You were the drummer?
I was.
So you were the fucking wild man, am I right?
No, I was one that nobody could see.
All right, so you're the ugly one, is what you're saying. Yes.
So, and I still am.
I've never seen a great-looking drummer. I just want to put that out there. I don't know if there's any drummers here tonight. Yeah, they're always really weird-looking. This guy is great-looking, don't get me wrong. I'm saying everyone in this room is going to fuck this guy tonight. With permission, obviously.
Your consent is very important.
You think Dave Grohl is unattractive?
Look, I saw Dave Grohl at Dunkin' Donuts in the Valley. Case dismissed, all right? There's no great-looking dudes walking into Dunkin' Donuts. I know, I was there. I was the Kansas 4.5 sitting in Dunkin' Donuts judging people.
You were sitting in Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
You were eating in.
Yeah.
You were dining in Dunkin' Donuts.
That's correct. I live, okay? I'm not one of these people who gets my donuts and goes home. All right? I need to see who's getting donuts.
He needs his Dunkin' cred.
Yeah, dude. That's what it's all about. You want to be able to walk in and have them look at you and go, aren't you diabetic? And you go, yeah, I am. Now give me my fucking death, would you? Well, sprinkles.
So the important question is, do they know you by your first name?
Like, no, they didn't. But I think it's because the turnover rate is so high at Dunkin' Donuts.
True, true.
I think you work there like 2 days, and then you either quit or kill yourself. Dunkin', time to die. They changed the time to make the donut slogan a while back to Dunkin', it's time to die.
One of our sponsors, that
is, are they one of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, so Invectin and Dunkin' Donuts.
You're Corona.
Yeah, I listen, and also, a lot of people don't realize this, the Delta variant is our new sponsor. Get the surge while you can. Also, soda company Surge is one of our sponsors.
I remember that shit.
Did you get down on Surge when you were 17 and in a new metal band?
Pretty much, yeah. They didn't have Red Bull back then.
Yeah, you had a fucking party. That was the way to do it.
Yeah, Surge. What was the other one? Josta? Remember that one?
No.
It was like kind of that weird, I don't know.
The Brazilian urban.
Yeah, the
yeah.
Well, look who's back.
I went to a lot of metal shows back then. So yeah.
Fuck yeah. You know, I see it now, all black. You fucking dress like John Cusack. At Indiana Planet.
I wore my only blue shirt.
Oh, is that blue?
Yeah,
I'm fucking an idiot. I'm sorry. Listen, this is embarrassing. Could we cancel the show immediately? I thought he was wearing black, and now people are going to think I'm colorblind, and they're going to stop listening. All right, so you've got the glasses of a man who has spent some time in traffic getting ready to go on a shooting spree. It's a very specific look that I appreciate. What do you do for work now?
I work in Malibu at a research lab.
What kind of research are we talking about?
I don't know. I don't work on that side of it. It's like, I'm on the admin side. But, a piece of trivia, the first laser was invented there in the 60s.
The first laser.
The first
number
laser
one.
Ever. Number one.
What'd they use it for?
I have no idea. I wasn't alive in the 60s.
Texas, you cannot get enough of this show. Just wait till the panhandle gets a...
It's the first laser?
The first laser, dude.
I swear to God, look it up. First
you think laser. You think I'm going to have someone on my show who wasn't involved with the first laser?
Put them on fucking sharks, man.
So they did some laser testing.
Yeah.
And you do it. You said you're on the admin side of this.
Yeah, I do like the boring work.
What do you do specifically there?
So I work in the property department. So we have government contracts, and the government has these thick books of regulations, and my department's in charge of making sure that we adhere to those regulations.
Let me ask you this: can you get me a laser?
Man, if you go over to Pink Dot's probably got one.
No, I'm talking, I need a government mandated, not allowed on the streets laser.
No, no, I
what
know.
What for?
It's for tomfoolery.
General shenanigans.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the ins and outs of what I'm going to use my laser for, Sarah. That's a private, you know. That's my business. Oh. How many people here, round of applause, would use a laser for nefarious things? Did you clap for a minute there?
No. Plausible deniability.
So are they testing on animals over there?
No.
Not at all. I think I'm reading it loud and clear. So you are solo, right? Do you have a fiance or anything like that?
Twice divorced.
Twice divorced. Fuck yeah. That's exciting. Yeah, round of applause. This dude said, I am in love, and then either said, I am no longer in love, or she bailed. Is a girl? Are you straight?
Yes.
Tell us about the two women. What was their worst qualities? We can keep going all night, depending on how terrible these women were. How old were you when you first got married?
26.
26, okay. And how long did that marriage last? Dude, the eyes told the story.
I was with her from 22 to 30.
Okay.
So I guess 4 years.
4 years of marriage.
And then the second marriage was 8 months.
An 8 month marriage.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful amount of time.
Yeah.
To say, till death do us part, fuck it, let's not even do a year.
No, we were together for about 5 years total.
Okay.
It didn't work out and kind of went our separate ways.
Which one of them do you dislike more?
The first one.
The first one, for sure. All right, so let's talk about her. Where did you meet the first wife?
Through mutual friends at a bar.
Old school.
Yeah. It was 2005, so yeah.
Yeah, so that's the way you had to do it back then.
Yep.
For a lot of the millennials here tonight,
we didn't have these things called dating apps.
Yeah. The way it worked, even as far back as the 1900s, which is where I'm from, you had to meet someone in person. Look attractive enough that they kept talking to you, be cool enough that they kept talking to you, get them drunk enough that they were like, yeah, I'll go out with that guy. At least for dudes like us. Listen, if we were fucking this guy over here, look at this fucking beautiful man. When you see that guy, how mad do you get?
Oh, I don't know. Not very mad.
Listen, when it comes to playing along, fucking this guy, number one.
Yeah, yes, and.
Way to go, Justin.
Sorry.
Did you have something you wanted to ask him?
Oh, I wanted to ask if you live close to Malibu. Like, do you live in Malibu? If you work in Malibu?
I wish. I live in Moore Park.
You live in Moore Park and you drive to Malibu?
It's not that far. You take
45 minutes. Yeah.
That's pretty long, actually.
It's pretty long.
It's not that bad.
Moore Park is interesting. If you guys haven't been up there, it's like rural Los Angeles, basically. You know, decent amount of racists.
the burbs of the burbs.
It's not very... All I'm saying... What's your least favorite race? We almost had it. We almost
NASCAR.
Had it.
NASCAR.
Great answer. Great answer. NASCAR.
Fuck those left turns.
Yeah. What made you move to Moore Park?
I grew up in Thousand Oaks, and so all my friends and family are kind of nearby, so it's the natural.
I was in Thousand Oaks to get my driver's license like 4 years ago, and there's a guy in front of me sitting at the DMV waiting who legit had a mouse sitting on his shoulder.
What?
Yeah. So he was just sitting there, and I looked up, and at first I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I realized that there was a living mouse that he just had resting on his shoulder. And at one point, his girlfriend, who obviously had dreadlocks. White woman with dreadlocks, I should mention. Yeah. Completely unacceptable. Put her arm around him and put it on the mouse. And he literally pushed her off and he goes, babe, the mouse.
All right, so it was the mouse in his driver's license photo?
I hope so. I didn't see a photo taken, but... I assume that the mouse at least went on the driver's test. But ever
like
since
Ratatouille.
Whenever someone goes, Thousand Oaks, I just immediately go, mouse people. Got it. Yeah. There's a certain element.
We also have that Britney Spears problem, too.
What? There's Britney lives in Thousand Oaks?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen her?
No, I've seen Jamie Foxx, though.
Yep, same person.
I'm just saying, celebrities, it's all...
A lot of people don't realize.
Like, yeah,
Brittany and Jamie are one in the same.
They sing beautifully.
Are they here
They're
right
here.
Now? Dude, this is great news. They're here with your bosses. Everyone's getting fired tonight. Where'd you see Jamie Foxx?
A little restaurant in Westlake. This is years ago on my lunch break.
Yeah, go ahead and give the restaurant a shout out.
Si Casa.
So, if anyone is looking to find a celebrity, that's the jam.
Yeah. Si Casa on like a Tuesday afternoon.
I used to work for Jamie Foxx a lot. He always hired me because I'm Southern to play like a racist white girl in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Which was a really great gig for a while, but
not really the best gig anymore for some reason.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a character that I'm playing. It's not real.
Right. Depends on if it's on your IMDb, right?
Yeah.
If it just says racist lady, that's not great. But if you're looking to get into the Austin comedy scene, this might be the plan.
I have been to his house in Thousand Oaks, and there are always like...
Oh, Jamie Foxx's. Yeah. I'm like, you've been to Justin's house?
There are, like, he loves hanging out, and he always has like between like 10 and 30 people just hanging out at the house all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to get an entourage like that. Listen, I don't know if you guys are doing anything from here on out, but I need everyone in the room except for Mike to come hang out at the house regularly.
Come for the podcast, stay for the entourage.
Stay forever.
I just feel like Justin should go and show up early like he did tonight.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Sure, just show up. Does he have gates?
I actually don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm.
Wow. He's just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Except for that gate-living motherfucker. Jason, do you have gates at your house?
No, I live in a condo in downtown, so.
There's no gates?
Okay,
you have to punch in a
cup.
There's a gate.
Yeah, story checks out, Jason.
You need it now, so it's...
How is the homeless situation around where you live?
Unfortunately, very unfortunate.
Yeah. That's such a nice way of saying
it. It was sad.
It's gross.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it's sad. They need help.
Do you have homeless people in Moore Park?
Probably.
Bro, how unconcerned are you with the plight of humanity that you don't even know?
I really don't. I mean, like, honestly, I spend most of my day in Malibu at work, so.
Do they have homeless people yet?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do, guys.
They're just called surfers in Malibu.
Wow. So insulting to recreational sports hobbyists. Does anyone here surf?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Let's fucking go now, brah. That was like an authentic accent. Where are you from, surfer?
Oh. It's the turtle from Finding Nemo.
Was that him?
I think so. Sounds like. I can't see.
I think it was one of the people that works for the show. Now. Is that Tony?
It was Tony.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, dude. Sorry, we had to hire people to respond from the audience. Because of your guys' bad attitudes.
Okay, back to Justin.
Sorry.
Back to
Justin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait. Justin is this guy.
Jason and Justin. That's a lot of J's, sorry.
Justin, what's next on the dating situation?
No plans.
Are you looking for wife number three? No. Because we've got a whole bunch of women here tonight.
No, I'm fine. Just rolling solo. Talking with my friends. Doing my thing.
Did you ever contemplate it being easier to murder one of your wives as opposed to go through the divorce?
No, I've never.
They're not, no one's watching of importance. You can tell us here. If things go bad, we got remarketing to take care of.
Their red lights are on. They're live streaming. Shit.
Yeah.
No, murder's not come across. No,
that's good. I mean, you're answering the right way, so that's cool. What did you want to do when you were a kid? Did you want to be a musician?
I did. Yeah, I wanted to be a rock star.
When did you stop drumming? What made you say this isn't working?
Probably when I hit my 20s and just the band thing wasn't working out.
Did the band break up?
Yeah.
What was the final straw? Who was the John Lennon that ruined everything?
Well, the first iteration of it, our singer quit. I guess he got back together with his girlfriend who we wrote all the songs about. Stuff not kosher.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good lesson, I think, for everybody.
Yeah.
If you write a bunch of songs about how women are fucking terrible and they all are about one woman, going to be tough to get back together with her. You're going to have to break up the band for
right?
that.
Right, yeah, I need to. Okay. And so the second iteration of the band, our guitarist's girlfriend was a singer, and then they broke up.
So there's a lot of shitty relationships that ruined what could have been one of the greatest bands of all time.
Trip Chord with a K, yeah.
Trip Chord with a K. Is that streaming anywhere? Can we hear Trip Chord?
No, we only ever recorded twice live at the Ventura Theater, and it's only like our own personal CDs. It doesn't exist anywhere else.
We actually got some mixtapes for the crowd. Right. I don't know if there's any Trip Court fans here.
Yeah. You guys love you, get your Jenkos out.
Who would you describe your sound to be similar to?
Oh, that's a tough one. Like, we wanted to sound like Tool, but we weren't talented enough.
Yeah, they got some things going on.
Sounded probably a lot like
Are there any fans of Tool here? Yeah. I have a thing I call the Tool effect, and it is, even if the band Tool is really great, their fans are not. And I'm not saying that you guys aren't cool, but at the same time, if you were to tell me about how cool Tool is, I would know that you are a Tool, which is the weird part of it all.
You're like, hey man, stop talking about polyrhythms and odd times.
Yeah.
That's just not cool.
People are always like, you gotta see the live show. I'm like, I don't enjoy their music.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, it was late 90s, early 2000s.
You were trying for Tool, but you sounded more like what?
Probably like a band called Seven Dust.
Yeah.
Remember them?
Fuck yeah.
Christian rock, Christian metal band, yeah.
Some of this
was
Christian metal?
Yeah, they're Christian metal.
I had no idea.
Dude, that's fantastic.
They headlined Tattoo of the Earth, which is, you probably went, right?
No, it's the Snowcore. With System of a Down, Mr. Bungle, Incubus.
What's that? Right. Anyway, hey, have a great night, everyone.
Nostalgia! Nostalgia!
Welcome to New Metal, the podcast.
It was the turn of the century, it was a different time.
What was the name of the... the festival you just said?
Oh, it's Tattoo the Earth. It was actually it was a fucking horrible festival.
sounds like
who headlined that?
It was Seven Dust, Sepultura.
Sepultura was the what were they? South American, Brazilian metal.
Brazilian, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I can't remember who else. Fucking goddamn! What were they called? Slayer was there.
Slayer's cool.
I mean, Slayer is by far the best group out of the ones you just mentioned.
You couldn't
remember their name?
He said it was a terrible
festival. What were they called? Led Zeppelin. I don't know. There's a little band from England called Led Zeppelin.
My association's only negative, so I can only remember.
Smart. All right, that makes more sense. You're like, who are the shitty bands I saw?
Yeah.
I once went to the worst concert of all time. When I was growing up in Kansas, we just went to every concert. I saw Everclear, Fastball, and Marcy Playground on one fucking bill.
Did you ever go see Kansas?
No.
Oh, okay.
They even played at the State Fair, and I was slightly better than that. Fair enough. Just slightly. I did see that band that sang One Toke Over the Line. I can't remember what they're called. That's how good they were. But to see them live...
Sing it.
Listen, man. I would be the drummer in a new metal band, all right? I know how to fucking party.
Hey, it didn't suck.
What kind of drugs have you done?
Not many.
None?
I'm too old. I don't know how to get drugs.
How old are you now?
I'll be 39 in a couple weeks.
You got time, bro. Can someone say ooh? Yeah. That's fantastic, man. 39, you still got plenty of time for wife number three, dude.
I just turned 39. Nice.
Hey, are you two gonna fuck or what? Who wants to see these guys have sex on the show? Yeah! This podcast gets weirder and weirder. I'm starting to think bringing an audience into it is not the right move. Or maybe it is. So you guys are both 39? You're gonna be 39 soon, you said?
Just turned 39 in September, yeah.
When did you turn 39?
I will be in November.
Guys,
this I feel is like hot. We can be friends.
Yeah, I feel like we might have made
smash made in Hollywood.
Hetero buddies here tonight.
West Hollywood.
What do you guys do for fun?
We don't hang
not,
out.
Not together.
Justin looked at Jason like, "What do I answer?"
Yeah,
like they know each other.
Yeah.
Together we come to comedy shows.
Honestly, I come to comedy shows alone.
That's all right. Here's the thing. Comedy shows alone, perfectly acceptable, because I don't want you fucking talking to anybody.
I definitely don't.
Yeah. And a lot of times you get couples. Let's stop that shit, okay? There's no reason to take a date to a comedy show. Is this just a PSA for
unless
things that
you've
anger
been
me?
Together a long time and you have nothing
and
to
and then
talk
you don't
want
to talk. Yeah. Exactly right.
Don't give Rick a reason to ask you how long you've been together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyway,
actually, you crowd worked me the first time I ever came here. And
I did.
I never
By the way,
it.
You crowd worked me sounds super hot.
It was.
So how did it go?
This is years ago, and I was a lot skinnier, but I was wearing basically the same thing, and you just started ripping on me as if I was a hipster.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm not too old.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Have you ever had a grilled cheese made with brie on the inside?
No. I'm lactose intolerant.
You know what? This friendship's not going to work out. I'm breaking up the band, guys. This shit ain't happening.
I didn't choose the lactose-free life. It chose me.
What would happen if you ate a fucking goat cheese grilled cheese? Would you fucking be punished pretty badly?
Yeah, it would not be very fun.
We're going to do it live next time. We're going to record live from the Comedy Store belly room bathroom.
It's going to turn into your mom's house.
We'll make him eat cheese and you eat sugar, and like we'll see who
that's
the
a great
smile.
Plan.
Oh, yes.
Which reminds
me. And then the audience does mushrooms.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
So bad.
I think it's hilarious.
That's not a bad plan. Why is our fucking cameraman so excited about that shit? This guy's just out there surfing, eating mushrooms. How often do you eat mushrooms?
Once a week.
Yeah. Living, man. I like the way you smiled on was like, look at this drug addict motherfucker from your fucking high castle downtown. Sorry this guy didn't go to Tattoo the Earth Fest to catch Seven Dust in their fucking Christian propaganda.
I honestly can't believe I got picked out of that.
Yeah.
I was sitting back there like, oh shit, I hope he doesn't.
Yeah. Listen, man, you wrote a fucking chapter on this stuff. I saw it immediately. I'm like, he wrote that in Sharpie and there's bullet points.
Yeah, I thought, like, oh, fuck that. I'm not reading that.
Yeah.
Right away,
but, smart. Yeah. Listen, the rest of you, you have nothing compared to this guy who is stealing lasers from the government, selling them on eBay. No?
No, we don't steal.
That's what I meant. We're not stealing lasers. But if you tune in to the next episode, I will be burning things to the ground with a laser. Justin, is there anything you want to promote?
No.
Social media handles?
No. My Instagram is private. I don't need anybody.
Your favorite color, maybe?
Plaid?
Plaid?
It's not a color, but I wear a lot of flannel.
Least favorite race, NASCAR. Yeah.
Remember when this guy tried to pretend he wasn't a fucking hipster? And then he said his favorite color was plaid? What kind of bullshit answer is that? What color plaid do you prefer? Is this the preferred tone?
Yeah, I like this one.
Blue and taupe?
Yeah.
Mauve.
Mom. Fucking hipster color motherfucker.
Child of the 90s with the mom who had the Southwest decoration in the house.
Yeah, smart.
Does anyone in the audience have any
questions?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Don't be shy. It's okay.
You
just
can
scream
shout
them
out. It doesn't matter. Maybe anyone who's really good looking sitting over at this table want to know what it's like to just be a normal looking person, to have to use things like charisma to pick up beautiful women.
With a full head of hair.
Yeah, look at this goddamn hair, this majestic beast in the front row. His name's probably Damo or something.
You use conditioner?
Unbelievable. How much do you save per year on shampoo?
Oh, thousands.
Yeah, easy.
Thousands? I cut my own hair.
Thousands. He used very expensive conditioner when he had hair. That's what burned his scalp and left him.
It was the Paul Mitchell method.
You should have tested it on animals at your facility.
Yeah.
The only animals there are deer that are on the outside.
You guys are testing lasers on deer?
Yes.
I would be down with that. Fuck deer, am I right? Can we all agree? What a useless animal. What animal, if you could torture any animal?
You talking about Jason?
Yeah. I'm trying to, find out if I'm, a corporate bigwig, what kind of things, hateful things would I do? If you could buy a homeless person, what would you use them for? Look, I'm asking the questions that people want to know the answers to. You can all act like millennials and get uncomfortable, but we all want to know what he'd do with a homeless person.
Yeah.
Really. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you guys for being on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks to the audience for not helping out at all, you motherfuckers. He's just trying to leave
Jason
as quickly
can't
as possible.
Wait to leave. Yeah. He's like, see
you. Get up now.
You're saying bye.
Thank you, guys. I do appreciate it. Yeah, so thanks for watching, listening. We'll be back with more. Stick around. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please DM Ingram Pod on Twitter. That's IngraHam Pod on Twitter.
Goodbye to everyday people.
Special thanks to the Comedy Store and to Brian Rips for the dope-ass music.